Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And this is A Plus English, one of the last ones we'll do for 2013. Oh, so sad.
It's okay, there's still 2014.
Has 2013 been good for you?
I guess so.
Pretty good? Okay.
What about you?
Not too bad. I got to go home and see my family this year, which was nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2014, what's... Ooh, we're going to have the World Cup of Football will be next year, right?
Oh, 是吗?
2014,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, 真的?
It's going to be in Brazil.
巴西的。
That'll be exciting. A lot of people in Taiwan, me included, we like to watch the World Cup. Lots of exciting things happen. But before we get there, we have to decide what to do for our New Year's Eve party. Well, Jeffrey and Pat, our friends, have been talking about it for 2 days now, and they still don't know where they're going to go. They talked about New York. What was wrong with New York?
太冷了。不是,他去过, Jeffrey已经去过了。
Right, London was too cold, New York has too many people.
对。
Tokyo, everybody stays home, so no party. So they're still looking for where to go. So today, hopefully, they will find out. Otherwise, these will be plans for New Year's 2014.
Right.
Next year. Let's see what they decide.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! What is that smile about?
I have a really cool idea. Actually, it's a hot one.
Stop beating around the bush and tell me.
How about celebrating New Year's in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil?
What a fabulous idea! It's my dream to visit South America.
We can party on the beach and then enjoy a huge fireworks display.
Now it's summer in Brazil, so the weather would be great.
It sounds like you are on board.
Of course I am. But how do you say Happy New Year in Portuguese?
It's Feliz Ano Novo.
Actually, Kelly looks mean, but she is actually really nice. Kelly looks mean, but she is actually really nice. Dream. It was Hunter's childhood dream to meet Mickey Mouse. It was Hunter's childhood dream to meet Mickey Mouse. Party. Party, partied, partied. Lucy partied with her friends on New Year's Eve. Lucy partied with her friends on New Year's Eve. Weather. We should go for a walk since the weather is nice. We should go for a walk since the weather is nice.
All right, so Jeffrey, Pat, Jeffrey, New Year's Eve plans. Yes, no, maybe. That's the problem they have. They're making plans, but no one has decided where to go. So yes, no, maybe. We don't know. We're still waiting.
They're just keep reading.
I think something's going to happen. You know why I think that? Because Jeffrey, look at him. Look at him. He's got a big smile on his face.
So there's some place he wants to go?
Maybe. Yeah, let's find out. Pat wants to know what is that smile about? Often when people just have a smile on their face, they're thinking of something exciting or happy, and you want to know why. Well, what's going on? Why are you smiling? Jeffrey says, I have a really cool idea. He's got a really cool, a really great idea. Actually, he says, it's a hot one.
What does that mean?
Well, he said it's a cool idea.
Okay.
Cool meaning like cool, great, awesome. But cool also means kind of cold.
Mm-hmm. So?
Right? So he says it's not really a cold idea, like going to London. It's a hot idea. So I bet he's going to say, let's go to Africa or Australia
Thailand.
Or Thailand, somewhere hot like that. Actually, we're saying that to show that there's some kind of contrast between what is true and what someone really thinks. Or you could also be getting a little more focused on a topic. Mm. All right? So you could say, I really like that movie. Actually, it was the best movie I've seen all year.
Mm.
All right? So that's even more true. So he's got a cool idea, but since he's making a joke, he says, really though, actually, it's a hot one.
所以其实actually啊,在我们中文说,事实上如何如何,你有没有仔细去思考过所谓的事实上到底是什么意思啊?其实我们点出一个事实的时候,就表示我们强调那一件事情。 或者是当我们前面讲的事情跟现在讲的事情好像有一点反差的时候，我们就可以用这个actually来作为一个强调。不过中文通常都会翻成事实上。Here's
a great example sentence. Kelly looks mean, but she is actually really nice. So it's just her face looks mean, but if you talk to her, no, she's not. She's really nice. So it's different from what you might think.
Okay.
Actually. All right, well, Pat wants to know. Pat's like, Jeffrey, tell me. He says, stop beating around the bush and tell me. Don't beat around the bush if you have something to tell someone. Just tell them straight away. Don't beat around the bush.
Be direct?
Be direct. Exactly. Don't do this when you're trying to tell something to someone. Go slowly. Just tell them. Just say it. Right. You know why we say beat around the bush? You know where that expression comes from?
No.
Hunting. Right? If you were trying to find the bird, the guys might walk around and hit the edges of the bush, hoping the bird would fly out. But if you just go right into the bush, then you'll get the bird faster. So it's just talking about doing something faster, not wasting time. We usually use it for tell me something fast. Don't waste time by sort of, well, just tell me. Tell me what's important.
所以其实字面上 beat around the bush 真的有那种打树丛的意思。 那以前这个 term呢 也不能说 term 这个 phrase beat around the bush 真的是猎人比如说他们要打鸟啊打鸟的时候就在那边打那个树丛然后希望鸟飞起来然后再打其实最直接的方式你就是走过去对着鸟直接打就好啦所以当我们提到说话的时候说话在那边拐弯抹角就把这个 phrase 引过来 所谓的 beat around the bush 就变成有拐弯抹角的意思。可是通常我们都会说,说直接一点,不要在那边拐弯抹角,到底要讲什么? Don't beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me what you think. Tell me what you want to say. So, Jeffrey does, finally. He says, how about celebrating New Year's in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro?
Mm-hmm.
啊,我知道,是不是那个里约什么... 热内卢是不是?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yes. What was that? Rio is, of course, a big city in Brazil. I think it's the second biggest city in Brazil. Very famous for its beautiful scenery, its long beaches. They're going to have the Olympics there in a few years, too.
真的吗?
Yeah, 2016, the Rio Olympics.
So
that'll be exciting. And of course, it's famous for its big street parties, like the Carnival and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet that for New Year's Eve, they for sure would have some kind of fun, big party for everyone to go to. Pat, he loves the idea. He says, what a fabulous idea. Fabulous is really great, fantastic, wonderful.
Fantastic.
It's my dream to visit North America, he says. Wow, it's been a dream of his.
所以他们讲的其实就是在过年的那一段期间，干脆就到巴西就好了。巴西里约的热内卢。那我们在刚刚原来的这个Jeffrey讲的这句话当中, How about celebrating New Year's? New Year's, 如果你听到 New Year's, 它不是什么新年的什么，不是，它指的其实就是过年的那一段假期。 在口语当中其实蛮常这么说的，也不会说 the New Year's vacation，也不用这样讲，就讲 New Year's 就可以了。
Yeah, sure, because most of the time people know, you know, it's a big party in the evening. But you're right, you don't have to say the eve, just New Year's. Pat, he said it's a dream of his. Now, of course, this isn't a dream like when you sleep and in your mind, you know, cool things are happening. This is a dream in your real life when you're awake, something you really, really want to do. Okay, it's my dream to play basketball with Jeremy Lin, or it's my dream to drive a race car in Italy or something like that. Something that seems difficult to do, but all your life you thought, oh, if I could have one special wish, if I could be really rich for one day, I would do this thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's your dream. And he's always been interested in Rio, South America, so he's always really wanted, of any place in the world, Rio is the number one place he wants to go. It's a dream of his to visit.
Mm-hmm. 所以在这里的 dream 其实不是做梦的意思，在这里指的是人生当中想要完成的一个 wish， 或者是所谓的一个梦想。在这里的 dream 则有梦想的意思。
That's right. For example, it was Hunter's childhood dream to meet Mickey Mouse. Ooh, I get to meet Mickey Mouse. For a lot of young kids, that would be exciting. It would be a dream.
那就要去那个 Disneyland.
Yeah, or Disney World.
Disney World.
He works all over the place, that Mickey Mouse. He's a busy guy. All right, Jeffrey says, we can party on the beach and then enjoy a huge fireworks display.
That sounds good.
That does sound good, yeah. Beaches, of course, lots of them in Rio, and then fireworks right after. Sounds great, and it'll be warm. It'll be nice weather. Party on the beach. Yes, we can use party as a verb, right? You often hear it as a noun, a party, a birthday party. But to party is to go to a party and have a really good time, eating, drinking, dancing, singing, laughing with your friends. Just having a good time at a party is to party.
Hmm. 所以在这里的 party 其实不是派对的意思，而当动词就会变成有狂欢啊，或者是庆祝啊，大家开心啊，聚在一起。所以在这里的 party 当动词，不过特别注意它的三态哦，它的过去式跟过去分词要去 y 加上 ied， 所以它的三态变成 party、partied、partied。
Mm-hmm. For example, Lucy partied with her friends on New Year's Eve. In Rio, or maybe in Taipei. We don't know, but she partied. She went to a party and had a good time. She partied. Pat says, now it's summer in Brazil, so the weather would be great. That's true. In the south, it's summertime. When we have wintertime, there it's summertime. So Australia at Christmas is really hot, right? A lot of people know that. The weather would be great. The weather is basically what's going on outside. The sun, the rain, the wind, the snow, hot, cold, all of that stuff. When you watch the news or read the newspaper, they say tomorrow it will be sunny and 24 degrees. That's the weather. That's what they're telling you.
所以如果说巴西现在在南半球的话，当然就是夏天咯。天气应该很好哦。所以那一阵子的天气，每天的天气，那几天的天气在英文当中就用weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather.
Mm-hmm. For example, we should go for a walk since the weather is nice. We should go for a walk since the weather is nice. Jeffrey says, it sounds like you are on board. He is definitely on board. If you're on board with something, you agree to it. You will be part of it.
就是已经，诶，你好像蛮同意的，似乎已经整装待发，好像好像要去巴西一样耶。 Be on board 其实就是整装待发的意思。
Mm-hmm. Pat says, of course I am. Yeah, I really want to go to Rio. But how do you say Happy New Year in Portuguese? Right? Because that's the language they speak in Brazil. It's not Brazilian. It's not Spanish. It's Portuguese.
所以在巴西大家不是说巴西语西班牙文不是。
No,
他们说
Portuguese.
葡萄牙文
That's exactly right. The only country in South America where they speak Portuguese. Everywhere else it's Spanish. How do you say Happy New Year in Portuguese? It's Feliz Ano Novo.
Feliz Ano Novo.
That's right. Now, my Portuguese is not very good, so maybe I didn't say it right, but Feliz Ano Novo means Happy Year New. Happy Year New. Ano is year. Novo is new. And Feliz is like happy birthday.
Feliz Año
Novo.
Novo.
There you go. So they drop their books and they start to daydream of all the pretty Brazilian girls on the
and
beach,
the beach,
the wonderful fireworks, the warm weather. Oh, it's going to be great. We'll see you after the break. Ah, I can't wait. Well, that's exciting. Have you ever spent New Year's Eve outside of Taipei?
Yeah, in Japan.
In Japan. Cool.
I went to visit my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
But they stay home.
They stay home because
it's... And, you know, see the sing contest.
Oh, okay.
What's
they
that?
Watch They watch the like a karaoke red,
red,
show?
Yeah. Oh. Red, white contest.
Weird.
红白大赛.
Interesting. Mm. Okay, because it's really cold there.
对,很冷,
All right. Well, there you go. Japanese New Year's, Brazilian New Year's, or Taipei, Taiwan, Kaohsiung, Taichung, any Taiwanese New Year's. As long as you're with your friends and people you like to party with, people you have fun with, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah.
Just have a good time and be safe at New Year's, too.
Right.
Right. We'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them.
I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them.
Hey, Bobby, catch it!
What? I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them. 好啦，欢迎大家来到体育课。哦，不是，是小聚会。没错，今天要跟大家分享的句子是 I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them.I'm not very good at sports, that's why I don't play them. Be good at something 就是擅长从事某事的意思。That's why 也等于 that's the reason why, 那就是什么什么的原因。没错，我承认我是运动白痴，手脚不协调，所以每次有朋友约我去打羽毛球，或者是打保龄球，甚至溜冰，我都会用这句话回绝他们。但是如果你以为这个句型只能用在运动情境，那你就太小看小聚会了。这个句型可是能套用在很多情境中哦。像之前我有约过朋友唱歌，他就以不会唱歌的原因拒绝了。如果你也五音不全，你就可以说 I'm not very good at singing. That's why I don't go to KTVs. I'm not very good at singing. That's why I don't go to KTVs. 有没有超实用啊？虽然说我是运动白痴，但是跑步我还行。为了身体健康，我还是去运动运动吧。大家复习完今天的句子，也要去运动哦。A plus 小聚会 ，Stay healthy and see you soon.
I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them.
I'm not very good at sports. That's why I don't play them.
Tic Tac.
Fall and drop 都是指东西掉下或落下的意思哦。
哦，那他们可以互换吗？
其实 fall and drop 的意思非常相近，但是如果要区分的话，他们还是有小小的差别哦。简单来说呢 ，fall 它是一个不及物动词 ，it means to move from a higher position to a lower position。所以呢 ,fall 和 drop 最大的区分是在于 fall 是指某个人或某个东西从高处落下的意思。For example, the rain is falling outside. 雨滴当然一定是从天上落下来咯。所以要用 fall. Or, when the apple fell on Newton's head, he discovered the concept of gravity. 没有错，就是那颗从树上掉下来的苹果呢。让牛顿发现了地心引力这样子的理论哦。Gravity, G-R-A-V-I-T-Y, 就是地心引力的意思。而 drop 呢，它可以当作及物动词以及不及物动词哦。那通常可能是指某个人本来把这个东西拿在手上，可是不小心把它滑落或者是摔在地上这样子的意思哦。So drop really means to stop holding or carrying something so that it falls.For example, oops, I dropped all my books on the floor. Or she dropped her flashlight when she saw a big cockroach flying towards her.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Fall 是个不及物动词，强调某个人或东西从高处落下。For example, oh no, that book is about to fall off the shelf. 而 drop 可以当作及物或不及物动词
强调的是某人可能因为松手或不小心把东西掉在地上哦。For example, excuse me, I think you dropped this.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! What is that smile about?
I have a really cool idea. Actually, it's a hot one.
Stop beating around the bush and tell me.
How about celebrating New Year's in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil?
What a fabulous idea! It's my dream to visit South America.
We can party on the beach and then enjoy a huge fireworks display.
Now it's summer in Brazil, so the weather would be great.
It sounds like you are on board.
Of course I am. But how do you say Happy New Year in Portuguese?
It's Feliz Ano Novo.
Actually. Kelly looks mean, but she is actually really nice. Kelly looks mean, but she is actually really nice. Dream. It was Hunter's childhood dream to meet Mickey Mouse. It was Hunter's childhood dream to meet Mickey Mouse. Partied. Lucy partied with her friends on New Year's Eve. Lucy partied with her friends on New Year's Eve. Weather. We should go for a walk since the weather is nice. We should go for a walk since the weather is nice.